So, and now, here is somebody, he is in the Refugee Struggle Congress in Munich. Now there is a press conference. Hello.
Hi.
The first question, who is part of the Congress, or from where the people comes to the Congress?
Okay, I can say that organizing the Congress, just the opinion or idea of having a Congress came out from non-citizens or asylum seekers themselves. And in organizing it, we had support from supporters to helping us logistical things, that we have this opportunity to have our own Congress, which the routine of it and the plans of it got planned with asylum seekers themselves.
And in the past, I could read that it will be a European Refugee Congress. In the last year, a lot of refugees made protests in Germany. They made hunger strike and they made a protest march from Würzburg to Berlin. And later, also in Vienna, there were refugees which protested against the discrimination against them and for freedom of movement and for asyl and so on. From which countries the refugees comes to Munich? From Germany and from what countries also?
Yeah, the plan was that asylum seekers from different countries in Europe comes. As you said, we contacted even this friend of ours who are protesting us to come. But we had asylum seekers from Sweden, from Norway, from Belgium, Netherlands. But especially about the Netherlands and Austria, our friends couldn't even participate because they faced lots of struggle during these days. As I don't know that you heard about or not, two of our friends in Austria got arrested last day, so they faced difficulties that they couldn't join, but they joined the Congress with joining a Skype meeting totally connected to the Congress.
And was it difficult for people who participate from Germany, also from other cities or federal states, to come to Munich because of the Residenzpflicht?
Till now, nothing happens to any of us over here. And I think after, as you said, about after the protest march of Würzburg to Berlin, which was attacking directly the law by name Residenzpflicht, I think nowadays asylum seekers have this courage to break Residenzpflicht in public, as you can see in the Congress, that lots of asylum seekers came from different states inside of Germany without permission, and nothing happened yet from police and police control.
Okay, and why do you make a European Congress? Why is it on the European level now?
Because you believe that the situation that we as asylum seekers in Germany are facing is not just inside of the Germany. It's a big structure of a system which is attacking those people that they got forced to do immigration, that we know them by asylum seekers, to come to European countries and other countries which are accepting asylum seekers. We think the structure which is working so general and the difficulties and struggle of the asylum seekers in other countries has the same structure that we have. And we have same demands, and of course we have different experiences in different regions, but the structure behind the oppression which is against us is the same. That's why we decided to connect and communicate the struggle in different countries in Europe.
Okay, what were the topics of the Congress? Which did you discuss?
In the beginning, it was an overview about the oral history of 1 year activities in Germany, which started from the first tent from Würzburg, and after that continued with tent action. And as you said, after that, protest march to Berlin, and again hunger strike in Berlin, which was the part of the history of 1 year struggle of us over here. And after that, after answering the question about the oral history, we got to the topic, which is based on our political discourse, which we call it non-citizens and citizens, where in Germany, after 1 year, we got to this point that we have to announce what is our political discourse, and the topic which was so new in the scene of asylum activities was this discourse, that we rejected to call ourselves as asylum seeker anymore. We do believe that we are non-citizens, so we call it struggle of non-citizens. And of course, there are some essays about this from us that is going to get published. But it was one of the peaks of the Congress.
So non-citizens in German, Nichtbürger, it also means that you don't have the same rights like people with a German passport.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we are bringing the discourse to this level, which gonna cover the demands of our own struggle in Germany and, of course, in different countries. And that's how we're going to build our own structure and practice and based on this political discourse.
Did there were made plans for the future of the struggle on the Congress?
Yes, of course, there was a meeting between non-citizens just during the Congress that they got to this conclusion to go for a goal of having resistance circles in any non-citizen camps in Germany, and after that taking another step of going for a general strike based on non-citizen's demand.
There will be, or there is a bus tour through Germany. Was it also discussed in the Congress, or which was the relation in the Congress of this?
Our friends from Oranienplatz, from Berlin, they came to the Congress, and in one part of the Congress, which we call it the common struggle, or the connection between struggles, they had a sound that they present what they are doing. Of course, the bus started a couple of days ago and going to continue for around 1 month, again, based on having communication with other non-citizens in non-citizen and non-citizen camps. So the bus tour, of course, strongly is on the way, which got organized with non-citizens in Oranienplatz of Berlin. And we hope that the demonstration that they announced on 23rd of March, we can see lots of non-citizens participating.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview from the Refugee Struggle Congress in Munich. And I think you are also a non-citizen, is it right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good luck.